Chapter 14. Forgiveness. Annihilation of the egotistical sense is freedom. In one way alone can this take place, by our own experience in the light as light itself. Solar light can abolish darkness anywhere, and the light of the self puts an end to fear, sorrow, and tribulation. Aspire to crystal illumination. Consent no longer to associate yourself with mental practice, mental healing, mental deliverance. Never will this save you from yourself. Though you practice the ways of the mental for a lifetime, finally you will die as all of the rest who have practiced it. People today are being quickened within themselves, and this quickening is the spirit. They are ready for light, which is nearer to them than teachers, closer than books and churches, light which is their very own. This light will completely satisfy. He whose quest for truth ends in a book, a leader, minister, church, or creed, never tastes of reality itself. Once let him taste of reality itself, and he has found a well of water springing up into everlasting life. To him, light, knowledge, peace, and joy are now his own without end. He is quickened by the Spirit. With this quickening comes forgiveness. He who forgives can have continual light. Forgiveness does not mean the destruction or abolition of something real or actual. Forgiveness means the blotting out of a thing as though it were nothing. Moses prayed for forgiveness. So did David and the prophets. Christ taught the common prayer, "Forgive us our debts, or sins, as we forgive our debtors, those who sin against us." Who forgives and who is to be forgiven? As personal beings, none can forgive. None can be forgiven. Regardless of how hard one tries or how earnestly he desires and prays, he cannot of himself forgive sin. Even the scribes knew this when they exclaimed to the Master, "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But they did not know the God of Jesus, and thus did not comprehend how Jesus had power to forgive the palsied man and to heal him. Said the Christ, "Have faith in God. If you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses." Have faith in the real and pure state of being. This alone can blot out sins as so many shadows. Of this self, Father, it is written, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." The Father is our own pure selfhood, the being we are when illumined. Confess your sins to yourself. Wait no longer upon prayers or treatments to take away sickness, grief, and despair. Cease to identify yourself with that of you which thinks false thoughts and does foolish things. Be identified as the self, strong and mighty, the self who is our Lord, our power and glory, everlasting and eternal. Forgive your sins today and simultaneously blot out fear, darkness, and despair. "I am reality," pronounces the self throughout eternity. Choose this day, if you wish, to remain as a separate life, mind and being, continually practicing a method to heal or to overcome something. Or can you bring yourself low enough to confess your sins? Dearly beloved, turn to your spotless self. Accept it to be the real of you, now and forever. Anyone can erase the foolish imaginations of his dreams by waking out of sleep. Waking, he finds them gone, They cannot exist in his waking state. By the same token, anyone can forgive the sins of his relative state by identifying as the perfect one. Identified, he finds them gone. They cannot exist in his perfect state. When we function as pure consciousness, illusion cannot remain. We are in the finished kingdom. Forgiveness and love are one. Neither can exist without the other. Love the self above all, else you cannot truly forgive. Abidance in the ever-existent, ever-perfect state of being blots out transgressions, regardless how terrible the appearance. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Jesus declared his yoke to be an easy one. To quote another of Mildred Hayward's poems, he said, "An easy yoke and light my burden." He had not made himself an earthly yoke. Of nothing mounted on the rim of nothing, of wasted moments earning Caesar's pay. His yoke was fashioned of the Spirit's light, transparent as the rose of early day. His burden was made easy as spring grass, holding aloft the first fresh morning dew. Why is forgiveness of supreme importance to us? The answer is, through forgiveness, one can rise to comprehend spiritual realities. Why spend hours, months, years in petitioning some other being to forgive you? Why delay another instant to forgive yourself? The sacred books all lay stress upon forgiveness, the surrender of the self to the self, the forgiveness of the self by the self. Over and over again, they instruct that if we hold to a creed, we have no God, that until we realize God for ourselves, we have not found God. They reiterate religion to be in us, and ourselves to be the light which illumines. Hearts need to be mellowed and softened, probably through suffering and despair. Else how can one comprehend the language of the Most High? Lift eyes from personalities, books, creeds, and learning long enough to fasten them upon the light of the Eternal. Laying down personal will, personal thoughts and efforts, to identify as the One alone, admits one into celestial harmony. Bow down to nothing. Progress through progressive thought is continuous bondage. Mentality, personality, and separate self are illusion. This illusion is to be consumed in the white light of self-illumination. Stop watching what you think. Identify yourself as the divine alone. I draw the curtain and let you walk in my world of truth and reality. Though your sins be as scarlet in your personal state, they shall be as white as snow when you forgive. Forgiveness blots out sin and blots out its consequences. The message of those who have forgiven is the same one. In illumination, there is no sense of sin. Bliss is natural, celestial, sublime.